The Florida and Alabama Transportation Planning Organization is hosting a series of public workshops this week on the 2015 Transportation Project Priorities. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports, it's an opportunity for residents to help determine a transportation game plan for the entire area over the next 25 years.
The Florida-Alabama TPO, made up of elected officials from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties in Florida and Baldwin County in Alabama, is holding four public workshops. The final session will be held at 5:30 this evening at the Lillian Community Center. Brandi Whitehurst is public involvement coordinator for the TPO. She says the workshops are part of an extensive process to develop project priorities for their long-range transportation plan for 2040, refreshing the 2035 long-range plan developed in 2010.
The project priorities are identified projects that came out of our last long-range transportation plan update. Most of them are identified as cost-feasible projects. And what we're looking for is recommendations from the public to help us prioritize these projects.
Okay, and when you say cost feasible, you mean these are in line? You think you've secured funding for them?
We do feel we have secured funding for most of these projects.
One of the most high-profile projects currently on the priority list and already funded is replacement of the Pensacola Bay Bridge.
The PD&E, the Project Development and Environment Study, is underway. The design is funded for fiscal year 16-17. Right-of-way has been funded, and construction is funded in fiscal year 16-17.
The Pensacola Bay Bridge, or Three-Mile Bridge, is important to the transportation needs of the area, but Whitehurst says it's one of a long list of projects, easily around 100 for the three-county region, that are in various stages of development and schedules for completion. Here's a sampling.
The widening of Nine Mile Road from Mobile Highway to Beulah Road, the widening of U.S. 90 from Avalon Boulevard to Stewart Street over in Santa Rosa County, widening of Sorrento Road from Gulf Beach Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. Also, there's a major intersection improvement for Langley, Tippin, and Ninth Avenue, that little triangle intersection there, and the widening of Perdido Key Drive from Gulf Beach Highway to the Alabama state line.
Also, the long-range plan includes bicycle and pedestrian projects and ones that address public transportation. While there's just one additional workshop, the Florida-Alabama TPO will collect written comments through May 13th in advance of their next meeting. Whitehurst says residents' feedback is very important.
These are big decisions, and we want the public to have the opportunity to come forward and say they want to see bike lanes or sidewalks pushed further up the list, or they want to see a certain road widened, or maybe they just want to see an area redeveloped.
Again, the final workshop is this evening at 5:30 at the Lillian Community Center. Also, further information is available on the West Florida Regional Planning Council website, wfrpc.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.